Now you're listening to
NWO
Podcast.
In fact, I got called a nigger so much, I didn't think there was anything wrong with it. I thought it was my name.
Hey. nigga. Anyway, I can't talk. Nigga.
Niggas.
Hey, little bitch, we some niggas with a pen.
Manula.
We some niggas. With a penis. We some niggas with a penis. We some niggas with a penis. Nigga with a penis. I know some niggas and they got a penis. Bitch, you need a penis, you should get them from these niggas. Bitch, you need a penis, you should get them from these niggas. Bitch, you need some penis, you should get them from these niggas. Hey, me, Chris, Benny, and Brick.
I'm still on my name, nigga.
He would have called you a bitch.
Hold on. Okay. Me, Chris, Benny, and Rick. Get into it. Nigga so slick. No alcohol, niggas on that water. Big wheel, niggas, and we never gon' falter. Random subjects, random niggas, random hoes, we major figures. No random hoes, these niggas all married. I'm the A, mighty fuck niggas getting carried. Call me what? Bo Jackson.
Don't insult us, nigga.
I'm done. That's it.
They been hate freestyling. Lately.
For real, bro.
That's it. I'm done. You know what? I'm not on any drugs whatsoever. This shit don't feel right.
It don't feel like you're enjoying it.
No,
at
don't
all.
Get, you were an asshole on drugs and you're still an asshole without the drugs. That don't change shit.
It wasn't the drugs.
It wasn't the fucking drugs.
It was my no weed.
Yeah, you're still a dickhead, bro.
You're trying to blame the libations.
Yeah, trying to say, I'm not on anything.
That's a word I've not heard in quite some time. Libations.
nigga been fasting now. He thinks he's so funny.
This is you.
He thinks he's a nice guy because he's been
this is actually you.
I'm nice.
This is who you are.
No, you're not nice. You're hungry.
I'm sober Steve.
You're fucking hungry.
You're sober Steve.
You're starving.
The fuck? I done bought a coffee starving machine for the crib. Apparently, coffee beans is a hunger suppressant. I can't fucking tell.
Yeah, nigga. So when I'm fasting, that's the only thing I can have is like black coffee.
Yeah.
That's what I have.
I can't even drink coffee with sugar coffee anymore. I've been on black coffee so long.
It's good. And it's a diuretic too, so.
Nothing. Like, it makes you shit?
Yeah.
That makes sense. I'll be at the gym ready to fuck.
It also dehydrates your brain.
Yeah, because I cut out pre-workout for just straight.
You still take creatine?
Yeah, like a motherfucker. I put it in the coffee.
Really?
Because, I mean, I don't want to drink something else. I just put the scoops inside the coffee and just drink it.
At what point in time do you start, like, injecting it directly into your arm?
Nigga, let me tell you something. I'm going to start snorting that bitch real soon.
Fuck. What the fuck are you doing?
The only thing I'm because pre-workout, I used to fucking do Celsius before the gym, but that shit don't feel right. It don't feel good.
Oh, Celsius?
Yeah.
That shit got aspartame in it, don't
fuck
it?
That shit.
I mean, that shit ready to lift the gym. That shit don't feel natural.
It's got artificial sugar in it, don't it?
I don't drink none of that shit.
Yeah, no. I'm just
the
trying
Red
to.
Red Bull, Celsius, Monster. I don't drink none of that shit.
That shit caused autism.
Yo, y'all hear RFK said that circumcisions cause autism, nigga?
Didn't he say something too about Tylenol?
Tylenol. Ain't gonna lie.
The crackers also throwing away their Tylenol.
Tylenol, you might have had me, but circumcision, nigga?
2-3 years ago.
On. What is this? What's the correlation?
2-3 years ago, I would have said RFK is like somebody who we need to follow in terms of like health updates. Now, I feel like he checked Twitter and whatever the trending health thing is, he just run with that. Like it don't feel like he has any real grounds for the shit that he's caught that he say is causing autism.
Because he's also been talking long enough for us to now have conflicting clips of this nigga.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah. One clip he's pro-vaccine, other clip he's anti-vaccine. One minute he's pro whatever the fuck. Like, there's a lot of flip-floppy.
He's a politician.
But like, but you're in charge feel of like health, that
at
nigga.
First, though. It didn't feel like he was a politician at
but
first.
He's in charge of health, but they don't want us to die.
Yeah, so I still have a hard time trusting what the niggas. Well, not a hard time. I'm trusting anything the nigga says at all.
No.
I don't really.
I don't trust any of them crackers, bro.
Like, for real, man. They don't have your best interest at heart.
I ain't listening to these niggas. Yeah. Are you crazy?
Because it's just certain things that he would say that would pop up, certain comments he would make that would go viral. And it's like, okay, that's kind of in line with how I see health should be taken as far as like on a nationwide aspect in terms of like removing the dyes, artificial dyes from foods and stuff like that. Like his initial message was really like making sense.
And I think that's what it is that like I can't afford to pick a side, but I will listen to you subject by subject and see where I stand, because there's enough evidence that shows that the dyes aren't good. Mm-hmm. The dyes are causing problems. So if you want to remove the dyes from cereal and remove the dyes from like candy, and mind you, we're one of the only countries that allows these kind of dyes into the foods.
Yep.
Like a lot of these Reg 40s and all these shits, they're banned in other places. And if you want to do that for us, I'm on board. If you want to tell me that snipping the edge of my dick causes autism, I'm going to stop you right there, bro.
You
got to
slow down.
I'm going to stop you right there, brother.
You got to slow down. Man. I don't, I mean, at the end of the day, I'm not, autistic. I'm not a circumcision warrior. You know what I'm saying? I'm not out here champion for circumcision, but come on, bro.
Hold on. Did you hear what he just said?
Nah, what'd he say?
He said autistic.
All right, y'all going to say I'm tripping.
You can't get away with this,
but
shit,
bro. But that can't be the title.
I would love for it to be the title, but why?
Autistic.
Autistic is crazy, dog. What the fuck, bro?
Hey, that nigga's ridiculous, bro.
It's spelled exactly how it sounds.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Autistic.
With the Z and everything.
There's somebody out there. There's some girl out there saying, ooh, I want some autistic. Oh, shit.
I be hating how the most be calling it a turtleneck.
Chill. I had one, nigga.
That shit get me every time. Man.
Hey, pass me that.
Did I ever tell you that my father got circumcised in his 40s?
Yeah, well, I think you did.
He can do it by himself like I did. Just keep jacking it. It'll go back. It'll stay back, too.
That's insane.
I jacked my shit all the way
back. I didn't even want to know you like that.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I ain't go to no fucking
surgery.
I love
you, bro, but I ain't want to know you like that.
I ain't go to no goddamn doctor. I just, here. All right. I put on Booty Talk Volume 47 and went to work.
Booty Talk. Rip the sleeve off his pants.
Booty Talk 47.
Oh, shit.
It's nuts.
Oh, shit.
Hey, where did they stop that shit?
Maya's going to ban me from coming back.
Gentlemen, how we doing? How we feeling? We all right?
Clearly, we're doing good.
Yeah, Booty Talk 47 is fucking. Man.
I'm feeling all right, but I have a problem.
What was the last Booty Talk?
Shit, I don't know. I watched a bunch of them. I don't know what the last one is. I'd use X videos now. I read it.
I mean, we all do, but I'm just saying, like, Booty Talk, they had, like, what, 70, 80 of them shit?
Yeah, a bunch of them. I knew
it's,
hundreds.
It's a real series.
Yes.
It's Booty Talk 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I don't watch porno with titles no more.
I mean, now.
Yeah,
that
was back in the day.
Were you
man.
Born yesterday?
That was back in the day.
The fuck? You 35 plus like me, right?
Man, that goddamn Joey Deluxe.
You grew up with Cinemax like me.
Y'all know
didn't
poor
you?
Niggas by names?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. I guess I'm not that fucking much of a degenerate like I thought I was.
That's cap, man.
I know Pinky.
Yeah, we all
of course
Pinky.
He is.
Nigga.
Pinky saved relationships.
And then I still call.
You were one of the original YouTube niggas.
Cherokee,
you can't tell
you
me
know,
you
Cherokee,
weren't on the internet.
Fat ass.
Maybe. I still call those baseball hats Mr. Marcus hats.
Yes. Yeah. With the Timberland boots, yes.
Yeah. Sky Black.
Sky Black.
Don't know Sky Black.
When you see it, you know her.
Did we say Cinnamon?
Jasmine Cashmere.
We say what's her name? Cinnabons? Whatever.
Yeah, Cinnabons, yeah.
All right, this is fucking crazy. Yeah. You said you had a problem, brother?
Jada
Fire.
Yeah.
It was going to be a completely degenerate statement, bro.
Come on, say it. Come on with it.
No, I was going to say the part of the problem with society today is that we don't have porno volumes no more.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
We need volumes.
It's
right?
Too much well, one. It's too much one and done.
OnlyFans took all that shit away, bro.
Backseat of the Uber. It's too much of that weird shit going on.
Yeah, OnlyFans is going to change the whole porn landscape.
Sorry, this is too much for the new plus. My bad.
No, but just think about it. The young version of you. Why do you need a series when you can go watch your favorite girl you follow on Twitter or Instagram actually having sex? It doesn't have to be a fantasy anymore. You can literally see it now. So
facts.
You could have sex with her.
Or that. Facts. Remember back in the day, we had the pinup girls. Like, you had the Melissa Fords and all of them. And no, the best you're going to get is them in a bikini.
Have you been seeing OnlyFans bitches go on tours to fuck their fans?
Yes. Oh, you have to pay.
Yeah.
But yes, it's happening. But porn stars been doing that for a while. They go to those conventions, and if you pay top dollar, you can fuck them.
Didn't we always consider OnlyFans like sex work?
It wasn't designed for that, though.
No, I know that, but I'm saying, like, the people who were using OnlyFans for pornography, didn't we always consider that sex work?
Yeah, it's sex work.
It's like, the way I look at it is like, if you work in the kitchen, there's no job in the kitchen that you can, like, you're going to be like, oh, no, I don't do that. So if you in sex work, there's no job in sex work that you're going to be like, oh, no, I don't do that. Yeah. If somebody, if you get paid to have sex on camera and somebody come with a big enough bag, I just don't see you saying, oh, no, I don't have sex for money.
Yeah, I mean, I learned that from coming inside strip clubs.
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah. That's what he said.
Yep.
That's what you want to ask.
Okay, so
ask whatever's on your mind, ask it.
I want to ask without incriminating you, but
buddy, I have no master, I have no warden. So what you want to say?
So actual transactions were happening?
Yeah, like enough of this dancing. How much to relieve myself?
Yes, how much was it to relieve yourself?
$40. Just an extra 40. Okay. Because I wasn't trying to fuck him.
This was different.
I just need to remove the poison, that's all.
This was a different time as well. I want everybody listening to understand that you cannot go into the strip club now with $40.
And oh, okay. I'm about to say, you can't go, but no.
You can't go.
Definitely not $40. I'm about to go,
you're the shit.
You can still go.
That nigga brought his teeth together.
You can't get nothing at a strip club right now for $40. Not a fucking drink. Not a fucking...
And that's what I'm saying. I don't want nobody... Like, no young people listening to think that, oh, I'm going to get my $40 and head to the strip club.
Oh, no.
It's not that party no more, fellas.
And here's what's crazy. Strippers, they've been around so much meat that that their jack-off methods are insane.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want nobody jacking my dick with, like, predetermined, like, oh, I know exactly what to do here. I don't know.
Isn't that the point?
That's the only way I want to jack.
I don't know, bro.
That's the only way.
Dog, like.
Jack with a plan. Okay?
I don't know.
Jack with a purpose.
I don't know.
That's the title. Jack with a plan. It's going to be some random white guy named Jack. With a roadmap in his hand.
Jack Sparrow. And a treasure map.
Treasure map. Jack with the plan. Oh, shit.
Okay, Jack with intent.
Oh shit!
Nah,
don't,
but like,
don't lack me, jack me.
Don't lack me, jack me.
She just working shit to like in it just in a unfamiliar fashion, but it's blowing your mind. Like, I don't know. It's just like, how do you know how to do this already? Like,
experience. Okay?
I know, but
once you jack one, you jack them all, I guess.
I don't want that shit to be like going to a foot doctor, bro. Like, like you just handling my shit.
You want her to discover a whole new world?
Just a little bit.
You want her to create a Chris method?
Just a little bit, dog. Bro. You just dealing with my shit like...
And like, this is...
Hurry up and get this thing out of here. I don't know.
This is exactly the reason why I like the women that I fuck are mid-35s. I only want people who have done this before and done it well at a high level.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh no, I'm not saying I want you to be able to do it at a high level, but I'm just saying like too high a level, I'm concerned.
But that's what you're paying for.
Yeah, but if
before you go to a professional.
Professional, bro.
But if it's like
you're paying for professional service.
It's cause for pause if it's too good. Like
No, it's cause for pause.
Hey, stop. What are you? This is too good.
The only time it's cause for pause if it's a boy.
Cause for pause.
Outside of that, by all means, if I'm paying a professional, it's like going to an NBA game. I'm paying to see Steph Curry and LeBron James. If I'm going to the strip club paying for that, I want the LeBron James and Steph Curry of the lady of the night.
But like,
this is a disgusting conversation.
You're not gonna turn the ball over.
Nigga, Chris is saying, oh, the nut is gonna be too good. You gotta stop you there. but the butt's really good.
I'm just saying, like, you gonna play a perfect game, no turnovers, you made every shot.
That's what I'm paying for.
I'm confused.
That's what I'm paying for.
I don't know. I don't know if I want that experience, because how do you top that?
So you go back.
But that's what I'm saying. You're gonna keep going back.
Nigga, we're gonna end this, bro. Just end this. Have sex with your wife, bro. That's it. Just fuck your wife, man. Convo over.
Or make the stripper your wife. There's only one thing you can do.
I'm in love with the stripper.
I understand.
There's a reason why that happens. Accidentally.
If you want piss poor effort, go back to your wife, man.
It's just crazy.
I've been seeing T-Pain, his clips from being on tour. His shit look incredible.
His dance moves are impeccable.
They look incredible.
He's having the time of his life.
I've been seeing Giveon on tour too. I missed that nigga tour date when he came to Charlotte.
I was going to go to the T-Pain show. Well, I wanted to buy tickets and I looked at this on a fucking Wednesday, bro. I'm like, God damn it, bro.
Yeah.
Ugh. Anyways.
My guess T-Pain is a Wednesday night act.
Nah,
well.
Teddy?
It's nah. 2025, but he's celebrating his 20th anniversary.
Yeah.
Okay.
Rapper turned singer is 20 years old.
There is a difference between classic and hot. Like hot niggas.
Yeah.
Are
Weekend.
You know? You listen to Take Me Through There on the weekends. Yeah. And then you listen to classic shit on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
Like nigga, Billy Joel rescheduled his fucking tickets for 2026. I'm gonna slide.
His documentary is amazing.
I want to see his shit.
I don't know if you guys saw the documentary. It's amazing.
He's one of the few whites that I think.
No, he's one of them. He's one of them great whites.
He's one of them.
Yeah, I want to hear Piano Man live.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mushrooms.
Yeah. She's always a woman to me. Hey, speaking of which, I'm working on him again. Yeah, I'm working on him again. I need to take that trip.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
She's always a woman to me.
You know, in the documentary, this nigga, Billy Joel, married his best friend's wife.
Sometimes you're really close.
Sometimes you just like you guys are like, what you doing with all that, brother? Wait, was he alive?
Yes.
Yeah, he took him from her.
Yeah.
They fell out.
The best friend was married with a child with her. And then Billy Joel, they fell out because Billy Joel stole her from him.
Yeah, he stole his whole family, bro.
Yeah.
Imagine
to the victor goes the sport. Well, to the victor goes the pussy.
That's nasty.
imagine your dog tapping on your shoulder like, "Hey, man,
your wife, sweet nectar. I need that.
That's
not
nasty.
Even that. I need that. Whole family, like your daughter.
Oh, your son, give me that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this is already a kid. At that point, you're no better than the Jacksons.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? What do I mean?
I heard Kid and Jackson. It gives me the heebie-jeebies. What do you mean? What are you doing?
He thought you missed the shit you was talking.
I'm talking about, what was it? Didn't Tito steal somebody's BM?
Oh, that was
Jermaine.
Jermaine stole Randy's wife. Was his wife.
That's fucking, after they already had a kid together, I think it's nuts.
But doing it to your own brother is even crazier.
Mm-hmm.
It's like,
if you go do it to your brother, I think Randy.
Jackson, while we're here, though, calling your kid Your Majesty is fucking...
This is ridiculous. It's cocaine.
Cocaine. 5 years. We talked about this when we initially started the podcast, and it's still aging as one of the craziest names of all time.
Jermaine is an ugly ass name.
Like Jermaine. Look how long ago he was named that.
Still, it's
and
atrocious.
To this day, it's still bad.
He thought he was cooking with that one instead of Your Majesty.
His name is Your Majesty.
That is ridiculous, bro.
Boy.
So I was having
CTE?
Corporate thugging. So speaking of, I watched a nigga named Darrellus score a touchdown this weekend.
He plays with Kent State. Another ugly name. His first name is Darrellus.
What's his last name?
Darrellus. Well, don't say
Crawford. His middle name is of all time. I swear to God.
Okay, so his name is
Darrellus of all time.
His last name is all time.
Apostrophe Rillis with a Y in there. It's weird.
But I'm saying, what's his last name?
I can't remember.
The back of his jersey, what does it say?
It's with Crawford or something. I don't know.
Because
some jigaboo last name.
You can fuck around with the first and middle name. The last name got to be a last
name. Clark. I knew it started with a C.
Okay.
Yeah, Clark.
It makes sense. I know exactly where that's from.
The realest of all time, Clark.
Yep.
Playing for Kent State. You're not the realest of anything.
They said his name is going to be Daryl on the resume.
Daryl, yes.
I had a conversation that kind of brought an epiphany to me. I just want to know if you guys agree with this epiphany. So I'm talking with somebody near and dear to me, and we're talking about her friends. And I casually refer to one of her friends as ugly, not as an insult, but this is just... I think an ugly woman.
I'm about to say, is she like really
as a person?
Ugly?
No.
Like she visually is ugly. This actually is a great, she's kind, she's funny, she's smart.
Great person, she's just not pretty.
Not easy on the eyes.
Just not pretty, right? So then she goes, you think she is...
Close.
You think she's ugly? And I go, like, yeah, she's ugly. What the fuck are you talking about? Of course she's ugly. And she goes,
of course.
I don't think so. Like, I all of my friends are beautiful. And I was like, statistically, that doesn't make any fucking sense.
At all.
Okay? it doesn't work. And then she was like, but whenever we go out, a lot of guys talk to her. I was like, you ever heard the concept of low-hanging fruit? Right? The fruit is low, so I pick it because I want to eat it. It's fast.
I want
to. It's
available now.
And then, like, we started going through her friends, and I think it dawned on me at that moment that, like, when women love you, they lose an ability to really see you. Because
it, like, it some all, shallow how type shit.
Because it also explains that, like, why once they break up with you, you broke and your dick is small. Like, it's always been that, bitch. But it's like, you couldn't see.
This is the same dick. I don't know.
But you couldn't, because, like, because she was like, do you have ugly friends? I was like, absolutely, I have ugly friends. And then, like, depending on who I'm hanging out with, I might be the ugly friend. But it's like, I think my ugly friends, I know they're ugly because I call them ugly. And, like, they play ugly roles when we go out.
Yeah.
And it's like, we're not, I love them, but you're an ugly man. And, like, we treat you as such. When I'm with Ben's pretty ass, I'm the ugly friend. When we go out and bitches are flocking to Ben, I'm like, oh, I'm ugly. I'm ugly. And it's like, I'm not deluded by that fact. So it's like, I think it dawned on me that, like, women really can't see. Which is why all my bitches are bad. Like, some of these phrases now became real in that fucking moment.
I could see that.
You guys have ugly friends?
It's so funny when you go out
if
with
I
Ben.
If I have ugly friends?
It's so funny when you go out with Ben and there's a new guy. There's a new guy in the group, and then the girl is attracted to Ben, and then you have to tell the guy, he does this to everyone.
You're not ugly. It's just, where was Ben? He's over there in shades. He's being mysterious. Yeah. But he's not talking to anybody.
Yeah. Next thing you know, he's serenading your lady. But yeah, women, when they're in love with you, bro, they see past your shortcomings.
Funny as fuck.
They pass all of that. But boy, when they fucking wake up.
It's the same dick I was giving you when we first started. You were so in love.
Shit, no, it wasn't, boy.
Because they think that none of their friends are ugly, and that's crazy.
Well, that's not true. They know their friends are ugly, they just won't admit it.
So you think they can see it, they just can't
fuck
say
yeah,
it.
They can see it. Bitches are worse than us when it comes to that shit. You ever go to a group of women in the club? I promise you, their actions will tell you who the ugly friend is. The ugly friend will identify themselves by cock blocking you.
And see, this is what I mean, because when male friends, the ugly friends know, that's your matchup, brother. Get her out of the way
first. You got to get her out of the paint.
Okay, that's your matchup.
We game planned already. So we know who the nigga is that's going to be the bulldog.
Skill-based matchmaking. That's your matchup.
I'd be like, hey, yo, Chris, go get Bowser out of the way.
Block.
So okay. I can go get the princess. That's it. It's just, once you get Bowser out of the way, bro, you good.
Get Bowser out of the way to get the princess. Come on, see.
Yeah, that's good.
Me and Ben heard the poetry at the same time. That's good. We heard the poetry at the exact same time.
Yeah, they identify themselves, bro. They know. Bowser, and then the funny part is, a female friend will tell you, I don't have any ugly friends. You end up dating a woman who has a friend group. When you guys are pillow talking, she'll tell you who the ugly bitch is. They know they have ugly friends, bro.
And y'all keep sending the ugly one out there.
They know
thinking that she's a brick wall when she really just like a chain link fence with an opening in the gate. Cause you think she ain't finna let niggas through. She even let niggas through.
And it's fine. Ugly women deserve love too, man.
And they probably finna take her down and then come take you down. You don't even know.
And you know what's crazy too is most ugly women, a lot of times the ugly women in the group get taken down more than the pretty one.
Yeah.
Low hanging fruit.
Yes.
Because you know what, like,
yes.
So I recently saw Willow Smith come out and say that, like, men don't approach, men don't talk anymore. And I'm like, yeah, but bitch, like, you're beautiful and the daughter of the Fresh Prince and a fucking billionaire.
Yeah.
Like, niggas not coming to talk to you because this new generation, men your age now, they fear rejection. But it's like your ugly friend, they're taking her down.
Yes. Up and through there.
Because getting rejected by Ugmo doesn't feel as.
Yeah. Doesn't hurt.
You know what I mean? Like, I was just doing this anyway.
I was just shooting.
I really didn't want it. I was just.
Yeah.
Did you know? I've been seeing this shit on the Crush Club. It's, for some reason, it's inundated my feed. It's speed dating, like a speed dating thing in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And the women are just, they're going to these events. There's a bunch of men there and they're just not getting approached. So it's like, you're in an environment now that's meant for contact. The women here are only here because they want to be approached, talked to, and like they want to date. Like, it's not like we're in the wild. We're in a speed dating, meet somebody event, and the niggas just are not shooting.
But you see, the thing is, like, the women who you say want niggas to approach them and all of that stuff, they don't have the platforms that the women who are out here saying, like, oh, niggas is weird, niggas won't let you live your life, niggas won't let you walk in a grocery store without trying to holler at you. Like, when that becomes the overall narrative, like the mainstream narrative, that women don't want to be approached nowhere, they don't like being spoken to, or if a woman look good, you're supposed to just let her be, like, you know what I'm saying? You ain't supposed to stop her and compliment her, or even if it's genuine, because you're going to be described or looked at as weird or off-putting. Then, yeah, when we get into the environments where I'm supposed to do these things, I'm going to be hesitant to do them because I don't know which of these people I'm approaching. Like, if I'm approaching somebody that's with it, or if I'm approaching somebody that's going to turn me into the next subject online type shit.
I just, some of that's cowardice, bro.
It is, because but at the end of the day, it's self-preservation. You calling cowardice because, like I tell you, let's say you do go holler at her and it go left and you end up the next subject of fucking whatever's going viral because she decided, oh, I'm gonna put a camera on this nigga and, oh, nigga, what made you think you could come talk to me? Like, you know how it can go jam left. Yeah. It's just one of them things. Like, back in our day, it wasn't going on video. So if you got rejected, yeah, walk away, keep it pushing. Nowadays, yo, her homegirl will pull out the camera and be like, oh, eat. I forget the word they use, but kill, like, get this nigga type shit. Like, turn up on him and really put him down. Niggas don't be wanting to go through that. So they'll rather stand there and get chose, like how women used to do, or just not, or and go home without nothing.
Bitches.
Oh my God, gosh. They're closing Brick House.
Yeah. I saw that yesterday.
Yeah, bro.
Something had to have happened. That's an abrupt kind of closing. Something
also,
I don't think so.
Nobody died there. What happened?
Niggas ain't going. You think that shit's still lit every weekend?
I haven't been in a couple of years.
But that's what I'm saying.
Last time I went was when we worked for Jackie's birthday, the last time I've been in there.
The people who used to go, they don't go no more. They got, dog.
I'm sure people, come on, Wynwood is still a hot spot. I'm sure people
generation that was filling them places. Was it packed? Bro.
Yeah, it was bad. DJ, Gio was DJing that night that I went.
Shout out DJ Gio.
Nah, you talking about what it was. But is it packed like that every weekend, dog?
I'm sure. When you go to Wynwood, that's the prime
that's
spot.
One of the, yes, but again, what does that mean in terms, like, they got a lot of people in there. Is that a lot of people in there spending money? It might just be people in there vibing. Which that ain't making you no bread.
That spot is too popular, bro. Something happened.
I feel like something happened.
Something happened, bro.
Like, people either somebody offered them bread to, like, take over the actual
something happened
property.
Something happened.
Somebody
maybe
offered
that's
bread
it too, though. Somebody some offered real bread. Estate business happened behind closed doors.
The owner of the venue probably sold it. Like, just something happened. But rest in peace to fucking we used to have.
Man, rest in peace to Iguanas and now Brick. Man, I feel old, bro. I ain't gonna cap.
Boy, we used to have us a time in Brick, boy.
Brick was a place.
Brick was cool. Brick was cool.
Yeah, Iguanas was on a whole nother level. But yeah, Brick.
Iguanas was another level.
Yeah.
Like, I've had things happen to me in that place that have, like, I still can't believe to this day has happened.
Yeah.
Iguana used to be one that used to sell the Mongolian motherfuckers, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I used to be off of that drink and that shit wild. You know.
Friday nights in Iguanas was different, bro.
I've been telling my son this when I tell him how to behave. Like, there are just things that you can't do anymore.
Yeah.
Because cameras exist. Because God forbid if I was filmed, I'd be in prison where I belong.
Times are just different, dog. Like, if.
Yeah, you ever just pull out your meat during a guyad? Like, that's not, it's inappropriate.
Yes.
It's inappropriate.
No, plus I've never done that.
It's inappropriate.
And it's a very low point in life.
But like sometimes you just, I need to feel the skin, you know? Like it's just.
Nigga, you're just a dark skin island cop.
Fine. just
come on, man.
It's two episodes in a row, bro. Let that nigga live.
No. I want to ask y'all a question. What's the last selfless thing you've done for someone else, not your children or your spouse?
We waited a long time for me to figure this out.
I don't know if I've been that selfless lately. At least not for other people.
I'll go first. The reason why I asked because I did something selfless.
I just want to show it off real quick.
About
yeah,
say,
exactly. I just want to
toot my own horn. Selfless, and now you want to talk about
I know I sound like an asshole on the podcast, but I'm really a nice guy in real life.
But I'm better than you guys.
Oh, please. So go ahead. Tell us how much better than us you are.
One day I was in Publix, right? And this little old black lady was there. And we're at self-checkout. She had a little basket. And she's fumbling through her purse looking for her, it looks like what would have been her food stamps card. So I said, don't worry about that. I'll take care of that for you. And the appreciation that she showed, bro, I was just like, damn, it feels good to do something really nice for someone. It came out to like $40, but you could tell it was a big deal for her. I was like, man, this feels good, man. The next time I do this in about 15 years, I'll remember this moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was dope, man.
I'm proud of you, man.
Awesome. Thanks, man. A little $40, you know, not crazy.
The old Ricky that I know probably would have wanted to do that.
Yesterday, I tipped on a takeout order. It was by mistake.
Wait, hold on. Aren't you supposed to?
What?
Takeout?
Like when you pick up and go and pick it up.
Yeah. Nah. Oh, okay. My bad. I'm tripping. I'm thinking about delivery. My bad.
No, wait a minute.
So wait a second. So you go places where people prepare food for you.
Yes.
Right.
And I pay for the food.
And you pay for the food and you just leave. No tip.
Yes. What am I tipping for?
But you go. So what are you? No, that's a real question. So when you do go places and tip, what are you tipping for?
Them bringing my shit to me multiple times. They keep asking me if I'm okay.
Yeah. See, and getting refills. My drink is filled. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So sitting down at dining somewhere is different than you doing your job. I'm Got paying it. You for your service that you did.
So mind you, the food came out to like $80. And then she showed me the shit. And I was really just trying to get to the point where I could sign my shit. So I just hit the fucking 20 button. I'm like, $18. I'm like, oh, you know what?
Who are you feeding? The fucking Central Rockets?
So I went to go get Haitian food and I bought it for 3 people. Mm-hmm. And you know.
That'll do it.
That every fucking time.
That'll do it.
$80.
That'll do it. That'll fucking do
so
it.
So you spent $100?
Yeah.
$106.12, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. That'll do it. Fuck.
I might have tipped that bitch 26 now that I'm saying it because the fucking.
Yeah, if it's 80.
Yeah, because the total was 106. So, God. And she was, thank you. And I was like, yeah, fuck you.
That's if I were you, I'd still be hungry too. I wouldn't eat again for another day or two either.
She had the little machine and you hit.
Yeah.
Unless
which should be a crime.
Which.
On a takeout order. You should really skip past that shit.
You should.
If you in school and you listen to this show, this is why you need to pay attention in math class, okay? Because live and direct, plus had an opportunity, if he would have understood what 18% of $80
I would just try to get the fuck out of there.
He would
have. She got me.
The only time I do it, dude, but I'll always tip on a takeout order if I'm eating at Vegetarian Delight.
Mmm. That was going to be my thing, though, because, like, nigga, I own a restaurant, and...
Niggas be tipping?
Yeah.
Well, he has high-class clientele. Like, his...
But not even that.
Those people care about what they're putting in their body, so they have money to spend, but...
Even if you, like, just a regular place, like...
I go to fucking Church's Chicken, bro. I'm not fucking...
But that's not... See, and that's not what I'm saying. I'm not talking about Church's Chicken, so... Are we making a drawing a line between
the type of establishment?
Yeah, because
chain the shit.
You got to, you have to.
And when you say takeout, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking like, all right, because my food is takeout,
right?
Not always,
for the most part.
Okay,
we got we're a takeout with an option to dine in,
right?
So we're not a dine in restaurant where we would bring the food to the table for you and do all that stuff. So that's why I'm like, what do you tip for? Because I'm familiar with people tipping because, hey, I like the food that you're making, understanding that the food itself is priced because of what things cost to prepare and gather, right? So that's why the food is priced at what it is. The tip should come in as a thank you for your skill and your time and your ability to do these things.
You know what? Being here with the restaurant owner is interesting because I have a question now. When you price the food, do you factor in labor with that when you price it? Or is it just
the cost of the goods?
Well, me, because I'm the one cooking it, I price in my labor.
As you should.
And I don't ask for tips anyway.
But you get them because people just...
People are just generous. Like, if they really appreciate the service you provide, they gonna tip if they got it. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes even if they don't got it, some people would tip just off of strength of, man, I'm gonna try to get it to you so that it come back to me, like, with that spirit.
And this is a good time to talk about restaurant etiquette, because I think that's most people's thinking, is that if I'm going to a restaurant to pick up the food, I'm not relying on someone to deliver the food, or I'm not relying on someone to serve me, quote unquote serve me. I don't necessarily have to do the tip because you got paid to do your job. I left my house to come just pick it up.
Now,
that's not what most people are thinking.
And I'm not saying do what Plus did and ignore math completely.
Yeah, that's what I did. Yeah. I completely ignored math.
Yeah. I'm saying, like, if you go somewhere and your meal $19 and I'm giving you back a dollar, don't take the dollar.
Yeah, that's, come on. I'm not doing that. That's ridiculous, bro.
What are we doing?
That's ridiculous.
You really gonna take this dollar and put it in your pocket?
That's fucking ridiculous.
You really gonna take this 75 cents?
Yes.
Nigga, come on, man.
A Jamaican and Haitian nigga's gonna take that back. Ain't gonna take that.
I'm playing back in my mind to see if I've done this. The only thing is, I'm not paying in cash a lot most of these days.
Yeah, I don't ever have cash. But more than likely, if the option comes up for me to tip, I'm gonna tip. If it's like a takeout situation, I'm going to tip the smallest amount that I can.
No relief.
Hit that custom item button, man. I'm looking
for that invisible ass no tip button. I'm looking for it. I'm looking. And if the option is 10, 20 other, I'm going to other zero.
The crazy shit, it's never hidden.
It feel like the fucking 10, 15, 20s on a Jumbotron and that motherfucking no tip button. It's
literally sitting right
no,
there.
No, bro. It's this big on the goddamn bottom.
No. I watch niggas struggle with this shit every day. Because niggas will pay with their card. And then they'll see what is it? 10%, 15%, 18%. And then that's after the 18% is where the no tip option is. And niggas is sitting there like, but what it really is that you don't want the nigga that just served you to see you hit the no tip button. So you trying to time it where he look away.
While I'm here,
you hit it.
When you hold the tip screen and you wait for them to do it, is that a power play? How come you just don't put it down and walk away?
Oh, no, I do. I can't, because I'm not going to do this with you, bro. Like, I can't bypass.
I hate when they flip it over.
Walk away. Give me some time.
Give me some privacy.
The fuck? Oh,
bro. It's like me putting in my PIN number.
Give me some fucking
Give me some fucking privacy.
Back the fuck up.
Fuck, man.
This nigga said, give me some privacy.
The fuck?
Let me think, some time. Bro. Let me some fucking think.
How was this service?
Shit. You going to flip this shit over and just start staring at me? I feel so uncomfortable in those moments.
Give me a little bit of room.
I hate it.
You know what I do as a retaliation? I make them wait.
Was she nice to me?
I hit the back button.
You see?
I'll tell them. I'll say you can go ahead and take the next man order.
That's why I walk away, because I'm not finna do all of that with you.
Nigga, not finna wait with us, huh?
But I even bypass it, because I done served you five times. I know
you. You know you ain't tipping.
Oh, yeah.
Nigga, you barely had enough for the meal. Stop playing. Mm. You know you can't. I'm not even going to take your bread this week. You know what I'm saying?
So now, on some barbershop shit, do tippers get better service and faster service?
You know what your tippers are.
Then that's what I'm saying. Like, if you somebody that I know consistently, like, boom, the meal costs $18 and you finna pay with a dub and you leaving a $2 every time, oh, we tight.
So that means if I order and a non-tipper order at the same time,
y'all might have two different plates.
I'm best. Me and Ben are, like, very, very, very close friends with a barber, and we see the difference.
This person that you're speaking on, I want you to understand the relationship me and this person got. This person believes in me so much that I have told them what it costs. And they say, no, it costs more than that.
You see, like, a barber who's proud of his work, he's going to always take his time and do his thing. But a barber who gets a regular customer who every time they pay, they tip you well, you're getting 5-star every single time, bro.
Yeah, don't get it twisted. The service ain't bad.
Service is a service, but also there's
tiers.
Everybody has an above and beyond level to their work.
I could have a game where I don't miss. You know what I'm saying?
No lacking on that, Jack, huh?
Yeah. No lacking on that.
That's crazy.
Pause.
You niggas, well, you two didn't answer the question. The last selfless thing you did.
Nah, I did, nigga. I told you I haven't done nothing lately. Except
You said what you did. He didn't answer.
My selflessness has been extremely limited to loved ones lately.
So. Yeah. It's a lot.
Do you use that app Too Good To Go?
I haven't started it yet.
What is that?
He put me onto an app. Go ahead, you can tell.
It's an app Too Good To Go. Apparently, there are restaurants that have just leftover or excess food at the end of the day, and they'll give it to you at a discount. But the thing is, it's like luck of the draw. So whatever they have left, they'll give you. Like, I went to IKEA for $3.99. They gave me like a mystery meal. Nigga, I got there. These fuck niggas gave me 25 hot dogs. Okay, 25 blizzards. Okay, now
that's insane. So that's a lot of wieners.
Fuck that. Where's hot dogs at, nigga?
Threw the holes away. I don't need that many hot dogs. The fuck? What do I got to do? Have a hot dog eating contest, nigga? The fuck?
Nigga ate 15. I can't.
But when I look in this area here, a lot of Jamaican restaurants involve themselves in that shit. So I'm assuming at the end of the day, you know, stewed chickens, whatever the fuck they have left over that they just can't get off. Because
I got to download that app.
Because one, people who don't really give a fuck get to save some money. And two, restaurants get to avoid throwing away food over the or whatever you got to do at
you
the
still
end
make
of the day.
You still make something.
Yeah.
See, my thing is right now, like the end of the day.
Y'all be selling out of y'all food though.
Exactly. So
Which is a great problem.
If we have anything left over, that should usually go to feeding like my aunts and my grandmother and my cousins.
So then you don't really have major issue.
Yeah, you don't need it.
I don't have a surplus where I'm throwing food away. You know what I'm saying? Like for the most part, if the food not selling, family finna eat it anyway.
Yeah, business is thriving over there. Come on.
Not finna have 25 glizzies, huh?
Nah.
60 Miramar Parkway, Miramar, Florida.
This nigga. Hey, so you threw all that food away?
Yeah, because what the fuck? The fuck?
Nigga lying.
I also had to learn that like they're vegan hot dogs as well.
Yeah.
The fuck?
This nigga ate 5
I'm gonna do a 25 vegan hot dog. I was the Outback Steakhouse, man.
Nigga,
I mean, some kookaburra wings.
25 wieners is nuts, bro.
Stop fucking lying.
I'm not gonna eat a bunch of vegan hot dogs, bro. I'm so sorry. They got thrown away, man.
You ate one, bitch.
It was a bag. And like 25 hot dogs and 25 buns all wrapped up individually.
And how much would you say you paid for this?
$3.99.
And you didn't know what you're getting, though.
It's because it's whatever they have at the end of the day.
That's wild.
But you ate one. Stop lying.
He ate one.
I'm so sorry. They were vegan hot dogs. I didn't know that until I got there.
Mm. But you didn't eat nothing, though.
No, I went to Outback Steakhouse just across the street. Oh, yeah. You got kookaburra wings. Kookaburra sits in the old gum tree.
Stop.
I wish somebody took a picture of you walking out of
with a bag of glizzos.
like this, bro.
Of glizzerinis.
Yeah. You sing the song one more time? Can y'all sing it one more time?
Kookaburra sits in the old gum tree. Mary, Mary, King of the bushes. Laugh. Kookaburra laugh. Like right now, I'm looking in the Miramar area. Krispy Kreme's on like some shit called Mojo Donuts.
Krispy Kreme's on there?
Yeah.
But I have to wait till the end of the day, though.
Yeah.
Fuck me.
So like pickup is from 5:15 to 5:45 today, $8.99.
Did you see that they're going bankrupt?
Krispy Kreme's?
Yeah. They lost $411 million last year.
Niggas are not on that no more, huh?
Yep.
There's a bakery on this bitch, a bagel store, Chip City. So it's mainly desserts. La Criolla Food Market, Flamingo Supermarket.
Yeah,
Big C's must be Crips.
Hey,
Big C's,
Krispy Kreme. If you guys want to avoid bankruptcy, come holler at me. I got the secret, but I'm not going to share it with you.
I ain't been there a long time. I just can't imagine eating that shit.
I could get them out of bankruptcy, bro. They just got to come holler at me and have their money right.
Ben just posted some shit in the group chat that says, and I quote, couples who shared toothbrushes report higher levels of intimacy and closeness.
I'm sure.
Study says. Now,
that's like couples that spit in each other's mouth when they have sex.
I'm here with three niggas that live with women, right?
I'm sure you.
How close is too close?
That's too close.
I mean, if I'm eating your butt and eating your vagina, I can fucking share.
I was gonna go there, right? Your butt can't be nastier than your mouth.
Come on, baby. What the fuck is the problem?
I'm not doing that shit, bro. That's fucking crazy to me, man.
It's not. I'm not saying like it's the illusion. Like we don't need to.
You be lopping your girl down. What's the difference, bro?
I understand, but we don't need to appear so like on top of each other.
Then again, I'm a nasty ass nigga, so.
But don't get me twisted. In the occasion, if it's necessary, yeah, I'll use my wife's toothbrush. I don't give a damn.
So you don't have a hard line against it? You just don't?
Hell no. That's why I said it's the illusion of like, we not that much on top of each other.
It just seems a little...
It's interchangeable at that
point. I mean, I don't do it, but I'm saying to me, it wouldn't be disgusting. It's like, bro, I'll eat your asshole. Like, what are we talking about?
I will put peanut butter in there and
come
eat.
Come on. What are we fucking talking about here, bro? Is that where we draw the fucking line? What's next? She can't suck your dick? Come on. Her mouth is good enough for her dick, but God forbid she gives you a toothbrush.
Put her toothbrush in her mouth. That's really funny.
Oh, God forbid.
That's really funny.
That's crazy. Like,
please.
Spare me. Put on his fucking shades. He's done.
Yeah. Spare me the bullshit, guys.
Yo, I keep seeing screenshots of Benny being in stitches. People are catching you being inconsolable.
Yes. This is a comedy show for Ben.
Because you people are ridiculous. You people are ridiculous.
Hey, he referred to us as you people, but I'm the Republican.
Hey, plus, can we play that song?
What song?
What is he talking about?
Oh, fuck.
Taylor Swift song, man. Oh.
You know, man. My sister used to remix that song and call me Cuckoo Boy.
I wish we had some speakers in here.
I'm glad we don't. I don't want to hear that Taylor shit.
Listen to 1 minute of it. Just 1 minute.
Will I be able to hear it?
Yeah.
What do you got? Oh, the guitars. Sound like ABC. Hold on.
He thought it was gonna make you furious because it sounded like ABC. You just fucking.
It does sound like the guitar.
No, I love it.
this nigga turned up. This nigga started twerking.
It does sound like ABC.
Swifty.
Shut up, bitch.
So you know that. Why, Michael Jackson's estate talking about suing her because they didn't get permission for that.
As they should sue that little bitch.
I'm glad to see you got your anger under control.
I recently saw Janet Jackson in Paris hanging out. I can't believe they're still treating them kids as black. That's really admirable to me.
Fuck them goddamn kids, man. I hate them. I mean, I don't hate them, but come on, bro. You're not moonwalking. You're not leaning. Like, why do we care about these kids? Their name is fucking Blanket.
You seen them? I think they're leaning.
Yeah, I mean, shit.
So they only have value if they're shuffling and dancing?
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. Your name ends with Jackson, but it doesn't start with Michael. You mean
if
nothing
to me. If
my
father was MJ, I wouldn't dance for nobody. You hear me?
You got me fucked up. I would be hee-heeing and moonwalking like a motherfucker, bro.
Never dance again.
Wait, excuse me. Are those cheeseburgers on your socks?
Oh, yes. Yes, they are. Cheeseburgers on my socks.
Somebody feed this guy. He's hungry.
I'm fucking starving.
See, that's what happens when we don't record at the fucking shop no more. See, now look.
This nigga would have been well fed. This nigga would disappear and come back with cheeseburgers. with vegan Scooby snacks and feed everybody.
Now all you get is secondhand weed smoke.
And a bill.
This nigga used the pod while eating soup, bro.
Out of a fucking shirt. This nigga, bro.
I'm like, but bro. Them vegan burgers. Oh my God,
bro. Them cheeseburgers, bro.
the chicken sandwiches.
Hey, you know how many people still come to the shop and ask me where the tree at?
That's burgers? Ridiculous. Me and Chris did a vegan tree video, a vegan cheeseburger tree. Where they could pluck the fucking burger out of a tree.
That's crazy.
Motherfuckers, I wouldn't see it.
That's insane.
They think it's real.
Nigga.
The video real.
Nigga, I have a healthy addiction to those fucking, those strawberry cakes from the shop.
Oh.
Because what I have to get out of my mind is that vegan means healthy. It's still cake.
Yeah.
Nigga, it's still cake. It's just delicious as fuck.
It's not synonymous with health.
Yeah, I know. I know.
But we've had some wild times vegan, in that shop, bro.
Vegan,
we had some wild moments.
Vegan that, options bro. Tend God. To be a little bit more healthy than.
I mean, no, anything's healthier than flesh. Not anything, but flesh is normally not ideal.
It depends.
That's probably my next step, too.
Oh, it's man. It's
going vegetarian.
So, I didn't get to tell y'all the other day, I bought a can of baked beans.
Oh.
And bought
the wrong, baked beans. What?
Bought the wrong can.
It had like pork juice?
Bro, I opened the can and it was a piece of pork sitting on top of the can. Just sitting in the bean.
Mm. Listen to how mortified he is.
You sound traumatized.
He sounds mortified.
Sound like he.
Bro, I didn't understand what it was. So I grabbed me some gloves. Because I'm like, oh, I'm finna sue these niggas.
There you go.
Cause it's something in these beans.
Nigga thought he found a lick, huh?
Boy, so I go grab the gloves, I pick it up,
bean.
I'm looking at it, I'm like, the fuck is this?
A bean, nigga?
No,
it's a piece of pork, nigga.
Cause it was fleshy.
So why are you suing? Why are you not suing?
Cause he got the wrong can. He started out with saying that active listening, nigga.
Oh, shit.
Wrong can.
I heard suing. I was ready,
but not cause boy,
yeah, them beans too tight.
Cause I was like, bro, what is this? And then I looked and I noticed it was pork and beans. So obviously.
Yeah, nigga, go eat your piece of meat, nigga. What the fuck, bro?
It had beans in it. But I'm like, dog, what? When did they start doing that?
Oh, nigga, most times whenever I go eat with the Black Americans, nigga, it's
yes.
it's fucking pork brisket. Beans.
Yeah.
It's pork, yet. Something in the beans. I'm and saying, it's fire.
But in the beans already?
Fire, nigga.
Before you get it?
Yes.
Like, you don't get the beans and then they put the pork
fa, 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 fa,
you
fa,
can,
fa, fa.
But they have that you option as well.
The nigga, beans you, with the
you
pork
think the pork and
it?
Bean projects are called that because
for, yeah.
for decoration?
For, yeah, that's what it's, that's why they call it that.
The pork and bean projects came from the can.
The eating pork and beans.
First came the can, then the projects.
Yep.
I get that, but I'm saying.
Don't sound like you do.
Like, you can cook with pork and, like, the lard. Still is count as pork.
Nah,
right?
Nigga, they chopped that bitch up.
It was like a piece of pork.
Like, you're trying to like add weight to this. It's not that scary.
Yeah.
Like, you're trying,
yeah. Nobody's scared.
And then I opened it and you wouldn't believe
it. You're trying to make it sound so sinister.
But it's just pork and beans, pal.
That's all it is, man.
That was terrifying.
I know.
Bro,
I
can hear it. We can hear it.
I can hear it. You're talking about shit like it's a campfire story. It's. Speaking of pork, Ben put a list in this group and it's making me angry of places that are no longer acceptable for dates.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Not this shit.
Okay. And I'm assuming this has been compiled by different tweets by women, but you all know how much you should listen to them. So one is Cheesecake Factory. I'm offended.
That's dumb.
Come on, bro.
Two, Applebee's. I see your point.
Yeah.
Three, Chili's. I see your point. Four, Chipotle. That's not a date place, right? Is that fair to say?
Nah,
Chipotle
for sure
is not
it's
a date
not.
Place. That's not a date place.
The Olive Garden.
That's not a date place?
What's wrong with Olive Garden?
I don't know. I don't know.
What's wrong with Chipotle?
Bitches are like breadsticks? That's crazy. The movies?
Nah, the movies?
It's fucking crazy, bro.
You asking or you telling me
I'm
the
asking.
Movies is on the list?
It's on the list.
So before you
That's
continue
crazy.
Before you continue with this list, was
but it makes sense because I want to watch movies with
Was this list bro. Compiled by a group of people, by women, by men? Who made this list?
I'm assuming, I don't know who compiled the list.
Okay.
I'm seeing it's from a page called The Screaming Karens. Hilarious.
Okay.
Number seven says Your House. That's fair.
Okay.
Even though I have lots of dates there. But.
I've had most of my dates were there.
Any fast food chain.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah, okay.
Buffalo Wild Wings.
What's wrong with wings?
Come on, bro.
That or Buffalo?
Damn, bitch ain't no fun.
Wingstop.
Yeah.
Okay,
I can get that.
I understand
get that.
Red Lobster.
What?
Nah, come on now.
My October Oktoberfest, nigga?
I don't even eat seafood, but come on.
Oktoberfest, nigga?
How you going to take Red Lobster? They just got the revamp. How you going to take them off the list?
Number 12.
How you going to put them on the list?
A buffet.
I mean, I've never done that, but...
That's weird.
That's, yeah.
That would be new for me. I've never done that.
It depends on what kind of buffet, because if I take you to a lit buffet... Or what kind of woman,
because...
If you take a woman that been our pluses into, you go. A buffet would be a good spot. You like those big bitches.
Come on down, baby.
Come on down, baby.
That's a big activity.
Yeah, it is.
Number 13, IHOP.
I love me some pancakes. I mean,
that's not a date place, though. That's an after club.
That's the
place.
Morning after. Yeah, or after club. Yeah, the morning after. So, let's go get some cakes. So after I got the cake.
Anywhere we go, it can't, like, because if we go out to IHOP just to get pancakes, like, is that not a date?
I don't think so. It's just, y'all want to go eat.
That's a date.
I don't know if that's a date.
I think going out.
I don't think eating makes the date.
Taking you out in public is a date.
I
could hide you from the world.
Like, what defines
like,
a date?
Like your name is Adonis, I can hide you from the world. But I'm taking you out in public. That's a date. And we are interacting. We're talking. We're eating. We are. Yeah. What's the definition of a date?
We spend time
social
together.
Or romantic appointment or engagement.
That sounds social, romantic, and engaging to me.
Absolutely.
You just can't do that. It's so stupid.
Literally every descriptive word, yeah.
They have the gym.
That's where I met my wife.
Jesus. You can't take them to
that was, but you didn't meet her on a date.
No. I'm saying like, so, going on a date to the gym is not a fucking date.
Right.
But going to the gym together, by definition, is a date.
It can't be considered a date.
There's no can't be considered. By definition, it is a date. He just described what a date was.
Number 16 says church.
Why can't that be a date?
That's fucking crazy, bro.
You see, y'all always trying to take God out of this thing. And that's the real
problem.
These
godless,
here.
Loveless relationships, bro.
Y'all need to keep God in your life, fuck nigga.
Or you end up with Aisha.
Number 17, Jesus. Number 17 says Starbucks. Ain't no way, guys.
The way they love Starbucks, that's bullshit.
No, Karen's love Starbucks.
I've had a date at Starbucks.
Women love Starbucks, bro.
Wait, hold on. You had a date at Starbucks?
Yeah.
Especially like if you have these Starbucks heads, I don't think it's bad.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's bad. I just
number 18 says coffee date. I've never been on one.
Isn't that Starbucks?
I've never
been. It's a woman made this list, you said?
We don't know.
These are compiled from women tweets. Oh. So one way or another, a woman said this is unacceptable.
So makes sense. You guys scoffed at the idea of going to IHOP, but Starbucks is okay. That's crazy to me.
You know what?
That makes sense.
For some reason, it just feel right.
It's insane, bro. You got scoffed.
Ice cream dates? Acceptable or not?
Yeah, of course.
I think that's acceptable.
Whoever made these, whoever put this stuff on this list ain't no fun at all.
Family functions.
That could be a date. Maya took me on a date to go see her with all those translucent Jamaicans. I saw all of them.
Translucent Jamaicans.
I saw them all. They're all see-through.
See-true.
That's crazy.
I'm sorry, baby.
They laugh. Pop Johnson immediately.
Hey, you gonna have to edit that laugh out. You laugh a little.
Edit this whole segment. Yeah.
Movie night, Hulu, Netflix.
Come on, bro. Dude.
All right.
Well, I can see that because that's like going home.
Yeah, it's going home.
So yeah. Back to your crib.
Dishes says somewhere that requires a long drive. Come on now, bro.
What the fuck is going on, bro?
For the movie night, Hulu, whatever the fuck
that
option
Hulu.
Was.
I get the long drive. I'm on that side.
Depending on how you try to spin it, you could turn it into a date. Now, if you tell her, hey, I want to come over and watch Love Island with you, she ain't going to say no to that shit.
Because it's going to be a date. Thing. They're going to enjoy their time with you, but it won't constitute as a date. Like I don't want to get confused between having a date and having a good time together.
Okay, so you're saying conflating the two. Yeah. All right, so I would say, okay, I can see that. I can see that logic because that's why I asked that question, because there are some times where men see something as a date where a woman would be like, yeah, we hung out and did whatever, but that was not a date.
Yeah, of course.
Because for me, if I spend money and I'm inconvenienced, I know it's a date.
That's what I'm saying. Where she may not see it that way.
If I spent some bread and I was annoyed today, we went on a date.
Most of them shits that you just listed to me are dates.
This shit says bowling. Come on, bitch. That's classic.
What the fuck? What are we talking about?
Nightclubs and hookah bars. Classic.
What are we talking about?
A bar just for drinks.
What are we talking about? Those are dates.
Waffle House.
That is a fucking date if I ever saw
you. You're fucking insane.
No, I get Waffle House. If I just bagged you from the club.
No.
If I just bagged you from the club, we go to Waffle House.
We went to eat somewhere. I don't think that's a date. It's not a date place.
You keep saying is that, it? But by definition, you Man. Just described what a date was, bro. Let's stop ignoring.
The intent the behind it is what changes
that's just
it.
A social, here. What did it say? Engaging, romantic. It's social. I engaged you. We ordered our all-star special.
And we about to
get romantic. About to go engage in sexual activity.
And then the last one on this list.
The fuck, man? All these new fucking rules. I hate y'all.
Last thing on this list is a sports event. You a damn lie.
Like, come on, bro.
Come on.
Those motherfucking tickets cost.
Are you crazy?
Whoever made that list is no fun.
Where can
you
go?
All I heard you describe was a bunch of fun things to do.
A Swiftie made that list.
And I know y'all lying, especially because don't nobody be taking y'all on fucking dates.
Come and on, the way exactly. Women love wings, there's no way y'all don't want to go to Buffalo Wild Wings.
Come on, bro.
I'm not going to fucking B-dubs on no date, nigga. That's fucking nuts.
Buffalo Wild Wings is a vibe.
Oh, wait, so you say that Buffalo Wild Wings is not a date location?
Yeah, I wouldn't take no bitch on a date to B-dubs, nigga.
I don't even eat chicken.
Yeah,
I don't even eat chicken. Buffalo Wild Wings.
I just say, those are places that I wouldn't take them to, but I'm not mad at a nigga for taking somebody there. Like, what the fuck? Like,
the fuck? What kind of bitch would. You know what? Yeah. You know what? If you would have dated B-dubs kind of bitch, I guess. Go ahead, brother.
Says the nigga who dates BBWs.
B-dubs, BBWs. I'll see what you want to do. Chris, final thoughts.
Yeah, man. Make sure to like, subscribe, and follow us on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, all social media. You can find us under NWO Podcast or the NWO Podcast. And be on the lookout. We got some new projects in the works for Patreon coming up real soon. So if you aren't subscribed to our Patreon, get your money ready. You know what I'm saying? We're coming back on there.
Richard, final thoughts?
Stop letting the internet tell you how to date, who to date, when to date, and where to date. Go outside, touch some fucking grass so you can get some ass.
That's all right now. Benifer, final thoughts?
Man, I love me a big back woman, man.
Well, we know.
I'm sorry, man. Them big backs come with big backs. You understand what I'm talking about.
I know.
Yeah, that's all I fucking got for y'all niggas.
Right. Big bitches used to have on our couch.
They became the couch.
All that food we talking about.
Y'all boys, if you want a good jack, find yourself at a local strip club and get right, man. You ain't got to argue with your wife. Go to strip club and get right.
Just bring more than $40.
$80.
Mm-hmm. Well, on that note, thanks for listening to the NWO Podcast. Peace.
So that's my last time. Meet me in the 305, I blow your back out. Don't tell me about no other man, you might not. Good vibes whenever we link. Your smile gon' light up the scene. I move around like a king. I'm on whatever you think. My paper right, my game tight. I'm well respected, you well protected. It's different with me in your life. Let me know when you board your flight. I'm a G, but I get romantic. I'll be there when you landin'. Hold up, let me grab your bags. Be careful with all that. Your face card doing the dash. I know a lot of dudes might crash, but it's me, baby girl, relax. Yeah. So meet me in all. Get dressed for dinner. You look delicious. Ding, ding, go winner. I will not forget ya. Baby, take a picture. Cause this a night to remember. Yeah. She say she feel like a beginner when I'm with her for sure. Baby in that mode, she left her clothes at the door. I see she used to going fast, I changed the tempo to slow. This little hot, hot baby left her pool on my floor. Yeah, yeah. Come on and meet me in a 305.